Mes salutations et mes remerciements vont aussi à tous les pays amis et institutions.
That is the voice of Basiru Diome Diko Faye, normally known by his middle name of Diome.
Le peuple sénégalais a voté.
This is him during his inaugural address as he was sworn in as the fifth president of Senegal. His journey towards becoming president of Senegal was very much unexpected. In fact, just a few days ago, before the election had begun, he was in prison along with other members of his now banned political party, PASTEF. However, a few days before the election, in an attempt to cool tensions within the country, Senegal's government had passed an amnesty bill, which saw the release of hundreds of political prisoners, of which Diome was a part of. So, Diome had been released from prison, and he ran as an independent candidate for president and managed to win, becoming the youngest elected African leader at just 44 years old. In front of other leaders from all over West Africa, he vowed to govern with humility and transparency.
Je mesure le poids de la responsabilité.
However, let's understand how we even got to this scenario in the first place by giving a brief history of Senegal. Senegal is the westernmost country in the African continent, situated on the coastline of the Atlantic Ocean. Senegal used to be a French colony. It was part of French West Africa. Due to its history of colonial rule under France, French is the official language of Senegal, even though the French language is reported to be understood only by a minority of Senegal's population. Following independence in 1959, the country had joined together with modern-day Mali to form the Mali Federation. However, following internal disputes, Senegal gained independence in 1960, and its first president was Léopold Sédar Senghor. Senghor was a poet, politician, and cultural theorist. He was an advocate for African socialism and a proponent of African culture, black identity, and African empowerment within the framework of French-African ties. However, during his rule as president, he established an authoritarian one-party state in Senegal, where he would suppress rival political parties. He was Senegal's first president, and he served as president for 20 years, from 1960 up until 1980, when he decided to retire from the position and hand over power to his hand-picked successor, Abdou Diouf. Diouf would rule as president of Senegal for 19 years, from 1981 up until the year 2000. In contrast to Senegal's first president, Diouf had been much more lenient in allowing more opposition parties to participate in the electoral process. Following his electoral defeat in the election of the year 2000, he accepted the defeat and left office, giving over to his long-time political rival, Abdoulaye Wade. He had been commended for stepping away after losing the election, even by Abdoulaye Wade, who had reportedly stated that he should receive a Nobel Peace Prize for leaving without violence. This act of stepping down after losing the election likely set the precedent in Senegal of a peaceful transfer of power following elections. So much so that Senegal today is widely known as being one of Africa's most stable democracies, especially in contrast to other countries within the region with much worse adherence to democratic principles. In the same manner as Abdou Diouf did previously, after Senegal's third president, Abdoulaye Wade, lost his election, he stepped down from the position and there was another peaceful transfer of power, which saw the election of Senegal's fourth president, President Macky Sall. Macky Sall was first elected into power in 2012. He was re-elected president again in 2019. Therefore, his two terms as president were up, and he was supposed to hand over power in the next presidential election that was supposed to happen in February of this year. However, there had been concerns that Macky Sall might not follow the example of past Senegalese presidents who respected democratic principles and smoothly handed over power at the end of the term. Many were concerned that he might try to hold on to the power of the presidency, especially in a battle between him and his long-term political rival, Ousmane Sonko.
Et je peux dire modestement que je suis le leader politique le plus diabolisé du Sénégal.
This is the sound of Ousmane Sonko at a rally with his followers. Here is a little history of Ousmane Sonko. Before getting into politics, Ousmane Sonko worked for 15 years as a tax inspector in Senegal. It was in that position as tax inspector that, in 2016, he exposed the use of offshore tax havens by wealthy individuals and corporations operating within Senegal to avoid paying tax. He publicized his findings in his book Pétrole et Gaz au Sénégal, which he published in 2018. In his book, he documents some of the issues faced by Senegal as a result of the country's natural resources, particularly in oil and gas. The following year, after his book had been published, he authored a second book titled Solutions, or Solutions for our English speakers, where he speaks about the problems faced by Senegal as a result of powerful cults, lobbyists, taboo cultures, as well as sociological resistance. In the book, he discusses his proposals for a new Senegal. Throughout his political career, he had also rallied for causes such as calling for Senegal to replace the CFA franc currency with their own domestic currency. In 2014, Ousmane Sonko founded the PASTEF political party, which stands for Patriotes Africains du Sénégal pour le Travail, l'Éthique et la Fraternité, which means African Patriots of Senegal for Work, Ethics and Fraternity. PASTEF has been described as a left-wing party. Ousmane Sonko himself has displayed his intrigue with figures such as Thomas Sankara. However, on their website, they state that, quote, PASTEF Les Patriotes strives to promote a pragmatic doctrine, which is not to be confused with any historically recognized ideology, such as socialism, communism, or liberalism. Sonko was first elected to serve as a member of the Senegalese National Assembly in 2017. Subsequently, he first ran for president in the 2019 presidential election against the incumbent president Macky Sall. However, he only managed to place third with around 16% of the vote. Sonko was seen as a major contender to take over as president were Macky Sall to step down following the end of his term. However, after allegations of sexual misconduct had been fledged against him, his political ambitions look to have been greatly diminished, as he would have various legal battles he would have to take on in order for him to clear his name. In 2021, an employee of a massage parlor filed a complaint against Ousmane Sonko for, quote, repetitive rape and death threats. Following these accusations, on the 3rd of March 2021, Sonko was arrested and charged. However, he had strongly denied the allegations against him. He claimed that they were false and they had been politically motivated. What followed after Sonko was arrested were massive protests and clashes with police by his supporters. On the 1st of June 2023, after 2 years of investigations, Sonko had finally been cleared of rape charges. However, that hadn't spelled the end for his legal troubles yet, as he had been sentenced to 2 years of imprisonment for, quote, corrupting youth in connection to the sexual misconduct allegations, according to the BBC. His conviction meant that he would be unable to run for president in the 2024 presidential election. Seeing as he would be unable to run for the presidency, Sonko endorsed Diomi Faye to run in his place, a longtime ally of his and a member of his PASTEF party.
On Sunday, Senegal's main opposition party, PASTEF, said it was backing Bassirou Diomaye Faye as an alternative presidential candidate, with their first choice, Ousmane Sonko, currently barred from running.
However, to make matters worse for them, on the 31st of July 2023, PASTEF was dissolved by the Senegalese government, triggering another round of nationwide protests by supporters of the party and Ousmane Sonko.
Chaos and unrest in Senegal once again. Protesters blocked the highway into Dakar with burnt tires and trucks.
According to Radio France Internationale, the Senegalese Interior Minister justified the ban on PASTEF due to, quote, frequent calls for insurrectional movements, which led to the deaths of numerous people. The Interior Minister had accused PASTEF of a permanent and serious breach of the obligations of political parties. Here was Diomé, at the time on French TV, contesting the rejection of the party's candidate.
La course, c'est qu'ils ont voulu investir dans la liste des titulaires. Naturellement, cela est inacceptable.
Then we come to the 2024 election that was supposed to take place on the 25th of February, but were postponed indefinitely by a decree by Macky Sall on the 3rd of February. President Sall had justified the postponement by citing a parliamentary investigation into two judges of the Constitutional Court over their integrity in a case involving another presidential candidate. However, most of the Senegalese opposition saw this postponement as Macky Sall's attempt at holding onto power.
The opposition is accusing President Macky Sall of trying to stay in office despite reaching a two-term limit.
What followed were even more nationwide protests and unrest in the country.
Protesters in Senegal opposing the postponement of presidential elections.
In many parts of the city centre, the air has been thick with the smell of tear gas.
The election was due later this month, but pushed to December.
Protesters have shut down every street corner where we are.
There really is a tension here between the supporters and the police, who've been deployed in massive numbers.
However, Senegal's Constitutional Court ruled that the decision to postpone and reschedule the election by Macky Sall and the National Assembly was contrary to the Constitution and ordered for its cancellation. They ordered that national elections should proceed as soon as possible, and subsequently, a new election date for the 24th of March was set. Macky Sall was forced to accept the ruling and announce that he would leave office on the 2nd of April.
Le 2 avril 2024 boucle les 5 années calendaires. Donc c'est la fin du mandat.
In the build-up to the new election day, around the end of February, the Senegalese government had tabled an amnesty bill aimed at calming the social and political climate, which saw Ousmane Sonko and Diomaye Faye being released from prison just days before the elections were set to take place. Which brings us today to the inaugural address of President Faye.
And exprimer my profound gratitude à ma famille pour son soutien indéfectible. Et surtout au peuple sénégalais pour la confiance placée en moi.
He managed to win the election with around 54% of the vote, beating Amadou Ba, the candidate for the ruling party led by Macky Sall, becoming the youngest ever Senegalese president at just 44 years old. And working alongside him is Ousmane Sonko, who he appointed to be his prime minister. Macky Sall kept his promise and officially left office. However, in a televised interview with the BBC, he refused to take any responsibility for the political crisis caused by his decision to postpone the election.
Je n'ai pas d'excuses à faire puisque je n'ai commis aucune faute. Je vous parle
saying that he doesn't owe any apology because he abided by the law. In conclusion, the events unfolding in Senegalese politics tested the nation's reputation as one of Africa's most stable democracies. Despite the challenges faced, Senegal's democracy stood firm, distinguishing itself from other countries in West Africa, where democratic principles have faced significant threats. Senegal's ability to weather these challenges underscores the resilience of its democratic institutions and the commitment of its people to upholding democratic values. Thank you for listening to the first episode of the Africa Politicast. I have been your host, Etiotopak Pabio. This episode was written and edited by me, Etiotopak Pabio. If you enjoyed this content, please do like and subscribe to the channel. And if you would like to read up more on African politics, check out the Sahel Post. That's thesahelpost.com. And I will see you in the next episode.